If you still haven't figured out what to make for your Super Bowl party, how about chili? Our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is here with some chili and some recipes. Kathy, welcome back.
Hello, Jeremy.
And this platter in front of me looks absolutely amazing.
Unbelievable. What did I just say to you? Don't look at the platter yet.
Okay, fine. Okay. Well, now, chili.
A child in a candy store.
Are you a fan of chili?
I am a fan of chili, and even more so this week, having spent a week testing recipes for you.
All right.
It is a very adaptable, fun dish to make.
What is it about chili that, because I'm a big fan of chili as well.
Yeah, you've mentioned your penchant for chili peppers also. That's the first place to start, okay?
Okay.
Chili peppers, we're going to have a spelling bee, is C-H-I-L-E.
Yes.
The dish, chili.
C-H-I-L-I.
Or C-H-I-L-L-I, depending on who, what, when, and
really?
Where. Really? Here's the thing I learned about chili. There are no hard facts. Every time I thought, oh, okay, this is where it originated. Nope, 10 sources said something different. So what do we know about it? We know that it can be made 1,000 different ways.
Yep.
Beans, no beans, pork, beef, just vegetables, killer spicy, mild and smoky. Texans claim to have invented this dish. It's certainly a regional specialty, but you'll see it from New Mexico to Cincinnati. The one thing I think I can say for sure is the Mexicans did not invent it, which is what most people think. The Aztecs were known to cook with chili peppers and beans, but for most people in this country, it really began as a poor man's stew. It was a way of stretching meat and often freshly killed meat, meat that wasn't of the highest quality, with spices and in some cases beans. And it was a way of masking the flavor of what was not considered the best meat.
See, that's so unfair because I think of chili as a great dish in its own right, not some, you know, second tier leftover stuff.
Completely agree. But its origins seem to be based more in, but like so many great dishes, more of a peasant dish, more of a dish that was a way to stretch dollars. You know, beans cost nothing. And if you had a cheaper cut of meat.
Well, you say it could be beans or no beans. Where do you come down on that?
To me, if there's no beans, then it's just a stew. But they definitely, the thing that all chilies have in common is a great eclectic combination of spices, almost always with the inclusion of one, two, or three different types of chilies. So let's just jump in, because I know you're jumping
good
at the bit.
Yes,
here.
Which one is white the first bowl. One for
okay.
me?
To... So what is before you, Jeremy?
Yes.
There is a white bowl. That is pork shoulder, a very inexpensive, delicious, somewhat fatty cut of meat. You want to hear what I did for you?
Yes.
I chopped it up, and I made a fantastic paste using three different types of chili peppers, and I marinated it overnight. And then I slowly stewed it with homemade white cannellini beans.
Yum.
I know you like super spice. I got my fingers crossed here. I mean, I'm not going to, but also in front of you is sour cream, lime, avocado, scallions, cilantro, and more hot sauces in case we haven't quite hit it.
Oh, yeah.
We're good?
It's got a nice spice to it.
I feel so good.
And by
good.
The way, for all of our vegetarian listeners out there who are going to get angry at me for eating pork, chili, just leave me alone for one day.
Okay,
right?
But guess what? The next one is vegetarian, which I thought was going to be a disappointment.
Fine. And I like that. That's good.
It.
That's
you,
delicious.
Okay,
oh,
good.
You want me to keep going with this
you
one?
Do whatever you want.
Okay.
The other really good spice in what you're eating is I took cumin seeds and I toasted them and then ground them. You could use cumin powder. And there's quite a bit of cinnamon in there.
Kathy, this is probably, I'd say, at least a 4 alarm, maybe 5 alarm.
Okay.
There's some nice spice
I
to
I can
that.
Take the rest good. Of the day off. I feel really good about myself right now.
Okay.
And you could temper it with a dollop of sour cream or fresh lime juice. But okay, vegetarians, glad you brought them up.
Yep.
I soaked black beans that were grown in Maine, in my hometown actually, overnight, and then I simmered them very slowly with a bay leaf and a little bit of salt, because I do put salt in my beans.
Should I put any of these things, avocado Anything or whatever, on here?
I would suggest scallions, cilantro, avocado.
Okay.
I go with all of it. To me, it's like a savory ice cream sundae. And then I took a butternut squash, and I simmered squash and leeks and onion and the black beans and a lot of cilantro, and it has a vegetable stock in there. And again, really nice combination of spices. It's a little bit smoky. There's some chipotle in there, but it's not as spicy. I thought it's not going to have the meat and the fat and the juices, and I was totally wowed by that.
Yeah, this is delicious. This is fantastic.
Good. Okay. Let's talk about a little bit more different types of chili. The other big one you hear about a lot is chili con carne. That just simply means chili peppers with meat. It doesn't mean that it contains beans. That's a big thing you'll find in Texas. I know we're going to hear from people from all over the
country.
Well,
yeah, in California, the best chili con carne I've ever had was in California.
California.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I have very fond memories of is spending time in Taos, New Mexico, and having all those green chilies.
Yes.
Those are so delicious.
I brought a green chili plant back with me when I drove across the country from L.A. to New York. I brought a green chili plant from New Mexico, and it's given me at least a couple of years of green chilies.
Still going?
And they are delicious. Yes, I know it's supposed to only last for 1 year, but
I've tricked
it, and it still gives me green chili.
Excellent.
By the way, there is one other thing on this tray in front of me that we haven't tried yet.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And that is, it's
a cornbread. It's a cornbread, and that's sort of a classic accompaniment. This is my cornbread, which is a bit unusual because I use buttermilk, and I add fresh rosemary, scallions, and parsley. I bake it for about 12, 15 minutes, and then I add another cup of milk. So you're going to taste kind of a layer of custard in there.
It tastes almost like a Thanksgiving stuffing.
Oh, interesting, because it's fresh ground cornmeal and buttermilk, and then that creamy layer. It's not a traditional cornbread, for sure.
We could certainly say, looking at this tray, that beans and cornbread had a fight.
Yeah, and who won?
I would say the beans. I like the chili better, but they're both delicious. Kathy, what about heat? How spicy should people go with their chili?
You don't want so much heat that you can't taste the other ingredients. That's where I draw the line. If you take a bite and all you taste is heat, what's the point of going all the trouble of marinating the meat or simmering the butternut squash? It's machismo, man. I mean, chili is so much. Nobody agrees on anything when it comes to chili.
That's true. Now, my chili, just so you know, I like to make a turkey chili with beans, with red kidney beans.
Okay.
I like to throw in, like, a habanero pepper, a serrano pepper, a jalapeno pepper.
I believe there's a machismo
in front of me. Lots of chili powder.
Sounds ground turkey or turkey pieces?
Ground turkey.
Love it. I love to do that with chicken and white beans. And I like some heat. I mean, it's chili. It should be.
That's what the sour cream is for.
That's right.
Cool it down a little
bit. You could also use yogurt. You also have some hot pepper sauces, so you can spice it up for other people. But better to go moderate and let people add, and then they can calm it down if they want, because you can't take it away once you've put too much in there.
Nope.
But those other spices, the cinnamon, the cumin, those are just as important.
What about cheese? Do you put cheese on your chili?
I feel like the introduction of melted cheese turns it into something else, but I know kids love that.
It is tasty,
it's
but
classic.
I agree with you on that. It does change it into something slightly different. You certainly don't need it for this
pork shoulder,
which is delicious.
Probably be nice to have like a really sharp cheddar on that butternut squash and black bean, but the lime on it with the scallion and the avocado, terrific. The other thing that I love about chili is you can make these 2 days ahead of time, so you don't have to be spending Super Bowl Sunday.
And sometimes they taste better later, the longer they've been sitting in the fridge.
Absolutely. The flavors develop. You reheat it. It gets really juicy. And that pork is so tender now. And this is a two-day-old stew. So chilies, good news.
Well, if you are getting hungry, we've got all these recipes at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy Guntz, our resident chef. Enjoy your chili this Super Bowl Sunday. Are you going to be having some?
Oh, definitely. I'm hooked on this stuff now.
Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy. Well, chili, 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 my father's name is Willie. Chili, 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 my father's name is Willie, but that's not silly.